news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 7.05, FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Kelly Findlay, Dr. Bill Williams, and Kane with traffic. We'll get Doc's forecast here in just a second. Now I'll check on the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, Dauphin and Kenneth Street, they've got an accident without injuries. Cottage Hill and Schillinger Road South, also another one. Now, school buses are already traveling. Keep that in mind and be back down to 15 miles an hour. Over towards Eastern Shore, the Bayway and the Causeway still have a good ride with no major backups or delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Football in the South, tailgate season, and FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans that support the team, including a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard, a $4,000 prize. And that's just the beginning. More great prizes and details on how to enter to win coming soon. It's the annual Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. We've been busy in here playing the whodunit. It's like the game Clue. Do you think it was the Secretary of State with the candlestick? Or we're talking about that New York Times op-ed. We'll get into some of the guessing game on that coming up in just a little bit. And also hear from you on the text line at 343-0106. Now let's check other headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5. The numbers are in as to the strength of Tropical Storm Gordon. T.S. Gordon made landfall around 10 p.m. Tuesday night just west of the Alabama state line as a strong tropical storm with winds of 70 miles per hour. That's according to the National Weather Service in Mobile. Fort Morgan recorded 78 mile per hour wind gusts at 9:24 p.m., but because the Fort Morgan observation site is not on the ground, but at an elevation of 118 feet, the Weather Service noted it is important to keep that in mind. Other notable wind gusts in both Alabama and Northwest Florida include 74 miles per hour at the east end of Dauphin Island, 61 mile per hour winds near Gulf Breeze, and 61 mile per hour winds in Pensacola. 74 mile per hour winds indicates hurricane strength. T.S. Gordon also being blamed for sanitary sewer overflows at multiple locations on both the 4th and the 5th. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System responded to more than 16,500 gallons of sewage spill into Rabbit Creek, also more than 10,000 gallons into Dog River, and more than 16,000 gallons into Slava Creek. According to MAWS, sewer overflows occur when heavy rain infiltrates aging sewer lines. They are, though, addressing overflows with capital projects. A man was shot and killed on Northview Drive Tuesday afternoon. The homicide investigation is right now underway. Mobile police say the 18-year-old victim was shot once and died as a result of his injuries. Investigators have gathered enough evidence which suggests that the teenager was shot in self-defense. This case is expected to be sent to a grand jury for consideration. The names of those involved have not yet been released. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, thanks, Kelly. 7:09, FM Talk 106.5. The story that has so many talking today. A senior administration official sounding an alarm about what they say, quote, President Donald Trump's amorality and impetuous leadership style. Now, this comes from a op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, but an anonymous op-ed that has so many people talking and guessing whom it might be. This op-ed, which we've linked through on our website, one of the three big things this morning, those stories, you click that link and you'll get the text, and we'll read it on later in the morning, the text of of that op-ed. The president reacting to that yesterday.
If the failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial, can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial. We're doing a great job. AIS, the sheriffs, can you imagine this? We have somebody in what I call the failing New York Times that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with. And, you know, the dishonest media, because you people deal with it as well as I do.
You know, the president also tweeting yesterday treason, that this op-ed is treasonous, I would guess. That would be his intimation on it. And, of course, the big question, though, is who is it? Right. And the list is, I mean, if you say senior White House official, you'd narrow down your possible suspects here.
And yesterday, some of those that work with Trump and around Trump tried to downplay that number. They said, I think Kellyanne Conway yesterday was speaking with the media, and she said there are literally thousands of people who could claim to be a senior administration official. But looking at it from the outside, it seems like it's got to be one of those appointees that's right there at the top.
I know that Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News says he knows who it is.
First, though, the New York Times this afternoon published a remarkable op-ed piece. It was written anonymously. It's the work of someone who claims to be an official inside the Trump administration, a member of the underground resistance within the West Wing. We think we've got a pretty good idea who wrote this piece. We've called the White House for comment on it tonight. But until we confirm the identity, of course, we're not going to accuse anyone in public. We'll keep you posted on that. The piece does make a couple of points. The first is that the president is an unpredictable and mercurial boss who is light on policy detail and given to saying outrageous things. That is true. Sorry, it is true. If you've ever seen him give a speech, you already know that. One of the most striking things about Trump is that he's almost exactly the same in person as he.
Well, he goes on to say, so the clip over, but Tucker Carlson saying he knows who it is. I think a lot of people have reacted and read that op-ed and thought they, you know, it was the, you know, so-and-so with the candlestick in the study. If you go down the list here, I know Newsweek had put up their list of possible suspects.
Yes, they have. And the top suspect, according to Newsweek and according to what looks like many people are saying, because one word in particular was used during this op-ed.
And it was.
When the author was writing about John McCain and the virtues that he espoused as a senator, he used the word lodestar, or he or she used the word lodestar in this op-ed, and that points many fingers to Vice President Mike Pence, who has used that word in many speeches and seems to be the only person maybe in America that uses that word. I haven't heard that. I had to actually look up what a lodestar was. Okay. I'm sure you knew what it was. But
yeah, a compass point, a leader. I mean, I don't have the definition in front of me, but a lodestar is something you follow or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So Mike Pence is one of the main suspects. Also, Mike Pompeo, he's on the list. James Mattis, John Kelly, Dan Coats, the Director of National Intelligence. Jeff Sessions makes the list. I'm not so sure about that one. Or even someone junior to those. But those are the big names that are at the top of the suspect list right now.
Wait, so I read through it, and I had the reaction there, the Pence reaction, not so much because of Lodestar, now knowing that they did the research that has been used by Pence, but I could say that easily could be a red herring. You know, if you're writing something and you know somebody else uses a word, you put it in to throw the dogs off your scent. You got to, I mean, people are operating at a higher level, I would hope, in Washington. But also another word that stood out to me is the, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but morality, a question of morality here, which made me lean towards Mike Pence. But the more I lean towards, I think it's Mike Pence, then I would say that's a crumb that somebody left there for you, and maybe it's not. We'll talk about who you think it is coming up on the text line and on the phone line after 8.
Yeah, I thought it was Pence when I was reading it before. Yeah, I realized the word lodestar was one of his commonly used words just because it sounded presidential. Whoever wrote it, clearly trying to set themselves up for life after Trump, make sure they can still work in Washington, D.C. and aren't ran out, whether Trump loses an election or is kicked out of office. But that doesn't really shorten the list because you'd think many of them in Washington would want to continue working.
Absolutely. 715 FM Talk 1065. Also in Washington yesterday, a little levity in amongst the Kabuki Theater of the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. When a protester was doing her thing and hollering, there was a representative out of Missouri who decided to open the auction. We'll get to that coming up.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating an attempted break-in early this morning at a Dollar General store on Cottage Hill Road. The would-be thief smashed the glass of the store's front door but did not get inside. Pritchard police responded to two similar break-ins that happened just after midnight, a Family Dollar on St. Stephen's Road and a Dollar General on Lot Road. One person was killed and another injured when they were hit by a truck on Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola. The driver of the truck did not stop, instead turned off the lights and sped off, according to a witness. Police are looking for a white Chevy Dually pickup truck. A child killed when a tree fell on her family's mobile home has been identified as 2-year-old Zariana Gillis. The toddler was lying in her mom's bed when the tree fell. News 5 spoke with a relative.
We're really going to miss Zariana. I miss her smile, her laughter, her running, chasing behind her brother and her sisters. It's just gone. She's really going to be missed.
The 2-year-old is Tropical Storm Gordon's only death. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent storm, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or visit statefarm.com.
716 FM Talk 1065, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's Thursday night, and that means Tiger Talk tonight at 6. It's our first show of the season from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. Karen Hoppe and Gus Malzahn join Rod Bramlett on the stage. We hope you will join us either at the restaurant, on the radio, your phone, or other mobile device. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Cam Martin led Auburn in rushing yardage against Washington. Jatarvius Whitlow scored the go-ahead touchdown. Martin likes the backfield chemistry.
Ubi's a baller. You know, that was his first college game. He's just going to get better. You know, he's a great guy. You know, I feel like both of us, we're going to be a great 1-2 punch. You know, he will bring a lot of thunder, and, you know, I feel like I'm going to bring a lot of lightning to the game. So, you know, Willow, he's going to be a baller. He just have to just keep getting better each and every week, and that he will, you know. And his confidence level has got a lot better, you know. Playing a team like Washington, you know, most freshmen don't get an opportunity to play against a team like Washington first game. So, you know, he's going to do good.
The running game figures to be the focal point Saturday when Auburn hosts Alabama State. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, steel people.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center accidents now at Dolphin and Kenneth wrapping up. Also at Cottage Hill Schillinger. It's the middle of the roadway. Wreckers are on the scene. It's a little bit slower there. Be careful. The school zones are going to be busy again. Back it down to 15 miles an hour. Plenty of radar there. But the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort still looking good on the way in. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They've teamed up with Alabama Crown, hosting a five-course, five wine pairing dinner with wines from the wineries of Napa Valley. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
All right, 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. The auctioneer, who's actually also a representative in the House, Billy Long from Missouri. Very interesting way to take on a protester during those confirmation hearings yesterday. We'll get to that coming up. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore and his wife have filed a federal lawsuit for $95 million against comedian Sacha Baron Cohen after duping Moore on his Showtime show, Who is America? The episode aired July 29th. The comedian concocted a phony test to determine if Moore was a pedophile and then told him he failed such test. In the Showtime episode, the comedian posed as an Israeli anti-terrorism expert who was interviewing Moore when he mentioned a new piece of technology, a device that detects a hormone from pedophile sweat. Moore eventually walked off the set of the show. The lawsuit also named Showtime Networks, Inc. and CBS Corporation as defendants. Moore has repeatedly denied all accusations made by women against him in the Washington Post and on AL.com. Moore filed the lawsuit on the grounds of defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and fraud. Barron has targeted other political personalities on his Who is America show, including a Georgia state legislator who exposed himself on an episode and an Alabama delegate for President Trump. If you're in a fraternity, listen up. Most fraternities in the U.S. will no longer allow hard alcohol unless it's served by a licensed third-party vendor, as according to new rules from the national governing body. The North American Interfraternity Conference said fraternities have until September 1st, 2019, to prohibit alcohol products above 15% alcohol by volume served at chapter facilities or events unless they are served by a licensed and insured third-party vendor. The rule comes after alcohol-related deaths last year of fraternity pledges at Penn State and LSU. The CEO and president of the governing body says that at their core, fraternities are about brotherhood, personal development, and providing a community of support. Alcohol abuse and its serious consequences endanger this very purpose. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 723 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial properties, residential properties. I mean, if you have an office, you got to get cleared of. Maybe you've gone all digital and you have the big metal file cabinets. You want to get rid of those, open up some space. Maybe as you grow your business right now, more employees, more space needed, get rid of them. Or you have those things in the attic that need gone, but Lord knows you don't want to go climbing up in your house the stair ladder springy thing into the attic and get those. I get it. They can do that as well. Or big stuff outside the house. You got a swing set. You got a old pool. You got a playhouse. You got something you need to get rid of. They can do that as well. Storage units, they clean those out all the time. Save that money every month when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 725, and yesterday, It was not at the confirmation for Kavanaugh, but it was a House Energy and Commerce meeting
with the Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Which, by the way, yes. So, and Google not there.
Yeah, they didn't show up, but Facebook sent their second-in-command, Sheryl Sandberg.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up later on if we get in the 8 o'clock hour or during the midday show today. And as our buddy Fred pointed out the other day on the text line, what they were doing yesterday is a Google search.
Oh, yeah.
looking for Google. But Republican Billy Long out of Missouri took an unconventional approach when the protester interrupted a House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing about Twitter. Now, the protester was coming from the right, was talking about shadow banning and all those things, and which, by the way, the Alex Jones, Marco Rubio thing from yesterday, it's gold, man.
Yeah,
it's gold.
Fantastic.
We'll try to get to that here. There's so much happened. So she's there protesting, trying to disrupt the meeting, hollering over the crowd, when Billy Long went back to his old job.
Mm-hmm.
His old job, before he was a representative, and probably he'll go back to it, he is a professional auctioneer.
That's awesome.
Which one of our favorite or highest rated midday shows ever is when we had an auctioneer in here for an hour to talk about auctioning. So this protester, Loomer, she's standing there doing her thing, trying to disrupt the meeting, when old Billy Long decides he's going to take it over, and it sounded like, well, let's catch it in action here. A little something like this.
What, 2.5 now, 5.75, 7.5, $80 to 5, 85, 90, $100 and 10, 10, 10, 1/4, 1 to 1/4, 1 to half, 2, 2 and 1/4, 2.5, 7.5, 3, able to bomb, 300, 3 and 1/4, cut 3 and 1/4 now, half, 3 and 1/2, 7.5, 400, able to 4, 4 and 1/4, 4 and 1/2, we're selling the cell phone there, 4 and 1/4, 4 and 1/2, 4 and 1/2, 475, 500, 5, 5 and 1/4, 5 and 1/2, I yield back.
Yeah, she had a cell phone on like a selfie stick thing. If she was trying to document this, I'm sure for her website or whatever, that she was disrupting this meeting in Congress. And so he starts having the, and that's just a little bit of what went down. It's like a minute and a half of having people bid on the cell phone.
Now they have to have an auctioneer at every meeting now, just in case this happens. Or if not an auctioneer, maybe a stand-up comedian that's good at dealing with hecklers, and then they could shut this down real quick and get back to business.
What were you saying, like a staffer that would either be an auctioneer or a stand-up comedian? There's a job for like a stand-up person who knows how to deal with hecklers. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
man.
Just shut them down, and then Congress or whoever's working can get back to business.
That'd be highly entertaining.
I'd also like to hear Billy Long, filibuster, if he could.
If the new rule for filibuster, even though they don't actually have to filibuster now, we've gone through that with Brendan before, Brendan Kirby, the way the filibusters work now, they don't even actually have to filibuster. They don't have to get up there. They do it sometimes for show, but they don't actually have to do it. I would say let's require in Congress a filibuster. You have to be there, and you have to do it as an auctioneer.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would then C-SPAN would get some ratings.
Finally.
All right. Tinder has released its new list of the most right-swiped jobs out there.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
So right-swipe, that means you like them?
Right means you like, left means you don't.
Okay. And our profession's not on the list anymore. As of 2016, when Tinder revealed that radio personality was one of the sexiest jobs you could have, since then it has changed, and we're not even on the list anymore.
Since then, I've got married, that might be the sole reason.
it's you. 2 years ago, it was, radio host was the fifth most attractive job a man could have. Now, not even the top 15. The new sexiest job for guys? I'm not making this stuff up. It's 2018. Interior designer.
Oh, no.
The most right-swipe jobs for men are interior designer, pilot. Now, the pilots, they always get it. Physician's assistant, not doctor. Lawyer, something in PR or communications, that's what we do here.
Yeah.
So we're still on the list. Producer, visual designer, model, and college student. Women, you're a college student and engineer on the list as well. On the ladies' side, number one would be a nurse. Number two, dentist. Photographer, college student, and once again, pharmacist, teacher, flight attendant, entrepreneur, personal trainer, and waitress or bartender. So there you go. That's what they like on Tinder, just not us as much. Anymore.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Authorities are looking for a driver who sped off after hitting two pedestrians in Pensacola. One person was killed, another injured when they were hit by a truck on Gulf Beach Highway around 8 o'clock last night. The driver of the truck did not stop, instead turned off the lights and sped off, according to a witness. Police are looking for a white Chevy Dually pickup truck. Authorities in Escambia County, Florida, are also looking for a man wanted for a violent attack. Larry Salisbury is accused of hitting a woman after she refused to let him drive her car. He allegedly then took her cell phone and strangled her until she passed out. Mobile County went through Tropical Storm Gordon without the use of its $11 million Emergency Operations Center. Despite its grand opening at the start of hurricane season in June, the Operations Center off Ziegler Boulevard was not ready for Tuesday's storm. County officials say there have been ongoing issues getting AT&T to install the internet and phone service. That service is now working. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
An opinion piece in the New York Times by an anonymous senior administration officials claiming to be part of a resistance working from within to protect the country from President Trump's, quote, worst inclinations has set off a search for the author's identity. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says remaining anonymous isn't helpful.
I'm not sure how it actually solves the problem that this person is identifying. Frankly, if you're concerned about the stability of the president and the stability of the nation, I'm not sure why you would prick him in the side, make him even more paranoid.
Rescuers are working to unearth survivors and restore power after a powerful earthquake jolted Japan's northernmost main island, Hokkaido. At least 7 people killed, 30 missing. The Levi Strauss Denim Company is giving $1 million to activists working to curb gun violence, saying it, quote, simply cannot stand by silently. The company also giving employees 5 hours of paid time every month to volunteer on gun safety issues. Stock futures up now. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The FBI has launched a probe into pricing practices within American Express's foreign exchange unit. The Wall Street Journal says the investigation is in its early stages and is focused on whether the Foreign Exchange International Payments Department misrepresented pricing to clients in order to win their business. Amex declined to comment. Nike has unveiled its first Just Do It ad, narrated by Colin Kaepernick, a spot scheduled to air during the NFL season opener tonight, as well as during the U.S. Open tennis tournament and other major sporting events. The two-minute spot highlights superstar athletes LeBron James, Serena Williams, and others. It also touches on the controversy of NFL players protesting racial inequality, police brutality, and other issues by demonstrating during the national anthem. Blackstone Group has no plans to increase its takeover offer for LaSalle Hotel Properties, even after the hotel owner's board says a rival bid for the company was superior. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, right I-10 eastbound and northbound 65 at the curb. They've got an accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene. Old Sheldon McGregor, another accident can be slowing up traffic in state troopers in Lindley and Highway 90 and County Road 91. They've got one right in the middle of the roadway. The racing returns this Saturday night, September 8th, to the High Bank Dirt Oval at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Saturday night, you'll see the open wheel modifieds, the street stocks, pier stocks, and stingers. It's Deep South Speedway, I-10, Loxley exit, and 4 miles north on the left. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so Gordon now out of our area. Is there still a location for Gordon? Is it that specific anymore?
Yeah, it's still circulating around, located over eastern Arkansas, all kind of spinning there. And producing a lot of rain over Arkansas and still over northern Mississippi, and it's still responsible for the clouds and showers here along the Gulf Coast because it's kind of pulling in all this moisture from the Gulf.
Hey, Dr. Bell, speaking of the moisture from the Gulf, I want to get some of the official rainfall totals from you, but I know just anecdotally, people on the text line and friends of mine have been chiming in with what they've gotten from their gauges. I have a friend of mine that in 2 days in Summerdale said they had 12 inches between the 2 days of the storm.
Yeah, that's very possible. I think totals in the neighborhood of 6, 7, and 8 inches are widespread across Baldwin County and northward. And so some areas could easily have had double-digit rain. And they're going to see some of that also up in Arkansas and portions of maybe northern Mississippi as the rain's going to continue there for a couple of days before that system finally moves out and eventually tracks across the Midwest.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, I know you were describing earlier this week a parade of weather, a parade of storms coming across the Atlantic.
Yeah, the big one right now is Hurricane Florence, a Category 3 hurricane, and it's located out over the open waters of the Atlantic. It's been trying to recurve, but it looks like high pressure is going to block it, and it may continue more on a westerly track. And if it continues that way for several days, it could possibly affect the east coast of the United States. So we'll watch that. We also have a very strong tropical wave that's now in the Atlantic, and the tropical Atlantic, and it is moving to the west. This one will most likely become a named storm here in the next couple of days, and could possibly get into the northern Caribbean, and that's something that we're going to keep a close watch on, and also another tropical wave just coming off the African continent. So a lot of activity going on in the tropical Atlantic, and right now, of course, the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico are quiet.
All right, so there's the extended forecast. Let's go short term now and look at our forecast for today, tomorrow, and maybe a peek at the weekend.
Well, we're still going to see some effects of the tropical storm because of all that moisture coming in. So look for some scattered thunderstorms today. Skies will vary from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. I'll see temperatures mainly in the mid-80s because of cloud cover. Tonight, just isolated thunderstorms will get down in the low 70s. And then for Friday, well, partly cloudy with, again, some scattered thunderstorms and a high tomorrow, a little warmer, more sunshine, which should get in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. As for the weekend, plenty of sunshine in the morning and then some afternoon thunderstorms, so it's back to normal. Very humid with temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update, and of course, man watching tropical weather all hurricane season long. All right, with all the rain we had and the winds and all that, we'll find out if there are any fish that, you know, have settled back down to where we can catch them when Captain Bobby joins us in about 14 minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. 7:38, and coming up, we'll also check in with Kelly for headlines.
Yeah, and, you know, Captain Bobby, he's the one that will know where the spot is.
I mean, it's going to be tough this weekend. It's not exactly, he's not going to say everything's perfect. He's going to say, okay, here's how you can go find a few fish.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a small business owner, you probably don't need me to tell you that the right hire can make a huge impact on your business. You could post to job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for the job, but think about it. How often are you checking those job boards? Why trust a chance when you could post your job to a place where people go every single day to grow professionally and explore new new job opportunities, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. I'm talking about LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting job boards. You can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data that you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, so your job gets in front of the right people. That's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. It's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. And right now, if you hurry to LinkedIn.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post right now. Once again, that's LinkedIn.com/WAVH to save $50. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.
740 FM Talk 106.5. Remember to check out podcasts of this show, the Midday Show, all our live local programming on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast and grab them right there.
Owning a new Buick or GMC is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at McConnell Buick GMC. 1, visit us or go online at McConnellAutomotive.com to shop our inventory. 2, save time and money with our easy shopping experience. 3, drive away in your new Buick or GMC. Right now, you can find 2018 Buick Encores with 18% in real savings. Get a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 for 14% off. That's over $7,000 in savings. Save 10% off 2018 GMC Acadias. That's over $4,000 of savings. And leasing is just as simple when you drive away in a 2018 GMC Terrain for $170 a month. For over 60 years, McConnell Buick GMC has been saving their customers time and money with their easy shopping experience. And now with the McConnell Price Promise, there's no way you can find a better deal anywhere in Mobile on any new Buick or GMC.
Terrain leases for the SLE package. Deal available for current leases of non-GM vehicles. 10% down plus first payment due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. All vehicles are featured with tax, tag, title, and dealer fees not included. With approved credit, see McConnell Buick GMC for details.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Dalton Norwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
742 FM Talk 106.5, heading for a high around 85 today, 77 now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
A good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're checking in on the gubernatorial race and the fundraising efforts thus far. Governor Kay Ivey has reported $495,000 in contributions to her campaign for the month of August. That brings her total to $5.45 million since she started raising money last summer. Governor's largest contributions in August include $25,000 each from the Alabama Truckers Association Political Action Committee and the Alabama Builders Association Political Action Committee. The governor's largest business contributions included $25,000 from Georgia Crown Distributing and $15,000 each from Charles E. Watts, Inc., Dunn Construction, Mid-South Paving, Whitaker Contracting, and Wiregrass Construction. Now, for the month of August, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, he received $338,000 in campaign contributions, bringing his total to $1.7 million since he started raising money last year. The Maddox campaign reported almost 800 individual contributions for the month. Now, he's a Democratic nominee. He has spent $1.3 million and showed a month-ending balance of $476,000. Among his largest contributors include $15,000 from Green Track Inc., Maddox also received a total of $52,000 from six political action committees. He received $5,000 each from four labor union political action committees, the Alabama State Association of Electrical Workers, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the Alabama AFL-CIO, and the Communication Workers of America. The election is Tuesday, November the 6th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating an attempted break-in early this morning at a Dollar General store on Cottage Hill Road. The would-be thief smashed the glass of the store's front door but did not get inside. Pritchard police responded to two similar break-ins that happened just after midnight, a Family Dollar on St. Stephen's Road and a Dollar General on Lot Road. One person was killed and another injured when they were hit by a truck on Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola. The driver of the truck did not stop, instead turned off the lights and sped off, according to a witness. Police are looking for a white Chevy Dually pickup truck. A child killed when a tree fell on her family's mobile home has been identified as 2-year-old Zariana Gillis. The toddler was lying in her mom's bed when the tree fell. News 5 spoke with a relative.
We're really going to miss Zariana. I miss her smile, her laughter, her running, chasing behind her brother and her sisters. She's really going to be missed.
The 2-year-old is Tropical Storm Gordon's only death. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves lost to the Boston Red Sox 9-8 after the Braves held a 7-1 lead. Entering the eighth inning, the Red Sox added six runs in the eighth to tie the game, but Atlanta's Freddie Freeman would hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth to retake the lead 8-7, and then in the ninth inning, with one runner on base, Brandon Phillips hit a two-run homer for the Red Sox winning runs. And that home run came in the 37-year-old Phillips' season debut with Boston. The Miami Marlins beat Philadelphia 2-1, and St. Louis beat Washington 7-6. That means there was no movement in the NL East division race. Braves still lead the Phillies by 3 games. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets topped the LA Dodgers 7-3. Colorado beat San Francisco 5-3 behind 3 home runs from Trevor Story. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 6-4. Shohei Ohtani hit 2 home runs, and the LA Angels beat Texas 9-3. Oakland got a win over the New York Yankees 8-2, and Houston beat Minnesota 9-1. The Mobile Bay Bears may have one season left to play in Mobile before moving to Huntsville, but they already have a new team name waiting for them in North Alabama.
Uh-huh.
After a summer of voting and campaigning, it was announced last night that following the 2019 season, the team will be known as the Rocket City Trash Pandas. The person who suggested the winning name, Matthew Higley, he won 2 box seats for the first 5 years that the Trash Pandas spend in Madison, Alabama. In voting, the Trash Pandas got about 45% of the vote, won out over other suggestions like Thunder Sharks, Moon Possums, Space Chimps, and Comet Jockeys. amazing. In the U.S. Open on Wednesday, 13-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic advanced to the semifinals by eliminating Australian John Millman in the other men's singles match. Number 21 seed Kai Nishikori upset number 7 seed Marin Cilic. The two will face off in semifinals on Friday. And the winner of that match will face the winner of Rafael Nadal and Juan Martin Del Potro's semifinal match. In women's singles quarterfinals yesterday, American Madison Keys beat Carla Suarez Navarro, and Japan's Naomi Osaka easily defeated Lisha Cerenko. Tonight at 6 p.m., Serena Williams faces Anastasia Sevastova in the semifinals match before Keys faces Osaka at 8 p.m. The women's final will be played on Saturday morning. In NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers were expecting all-star running back Le'Veon Bell to report to the team and sign a $14.5 million franchise tender following his offseason holdout. But when Bell failed to arrive yesterday, his teammates began showing their frustration. Steelers guard Raymond Foster spoke with the media yesterday.
In the ultimate team sport, we've created a league of individuals in a sense. I know the league is all about get your money, get paid. I love it. But my perspective is a whole lot different now. I'm in year 10. This guy, what is Le'Veon about to go into year 7? You know, you're not getting younger, so win it, get paid next year.
And Bell's stead, second-year running back James Conner will start on Sunday against the Browns. Tonight, the NFL season officially kicks off with defending champion Philadelphia Eagles beginning their title defense at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is still out as he recovers from the knee injury that he suffered last season. That means that the quarterback that led Philadelphia through the playoffs in Super Bowl, Nick Foles, will again start behind center when the Eagles take the field. Game kicks off at 7:20 p.m. on NBC. 10 minutes to late now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find them here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got an accident, I-10 eastbound to northbound 65 that has traffic backed up all the way on the interstate to Rangeline Road. Delays continue from Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Airport in 65 as well. No other accidents, and it's a good ride across to Bayway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to large, more complex jobs. You can get a free quote by calling 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Wind and rainstorms from tropical weather systems like Gordon can damage your roof. Don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing now, 251-888-0301. Gulf storms like Gordon can damage your residential or commercial roof, and you need local roofer Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained, experienced personnel who can identify wind and rain damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for free and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing right now, 251-888-0301.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Captain Bobby and the Fishing Report on the way. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. T.S. Gordon forced the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo to close its doors on Wednesday. This will enable officials to assess the damages there. Now, there's good news, as zoo officials say minimal damage was caused by the storm and that all of the animals are safe and secure. They took to social media to post the following message. We had a couple of trees come down and there's a lot of debris to be cleaned up, so we're closed today to take care of those issues, and right now we plan to be open tomorrow. Once again, the zoo is aiming to open its doors today. Another recall alert involving a breakfast favorite for many. Centers for Disease Control says do not eat Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal because 30 more people have become sickened from eating the cereal since it was originally recalled June 14th over salmonella concerns. So the total number of cases right now is 130 people in 36 states, and that includes two people right here in Alabama. So if you are a retailer, you're urged to not sell the cereal. If you have the cereal at home, get rid of it. Honey Smacks has a shelf life of about 1 year, but cereal with earlier dates could also be contaminated. So eating cereal contaminated with salmonella can cause serious illness, including fatal infections, fever, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, especially for those who are young or maybe the elderly. Healthy individuals typically recover in 4 to 7 days with treatment, according to the CDC. Most people recover without treatment, but symptoms can become so severe that you require hospitalizations. In some patients, the infection can spread from the intestines to the bloodstream and then to other body sites and cause death unless the person is treated with antibiotics. Good news, though, no deaths have been reported. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin. Featuring ultra-scanning sonar, choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's check in with the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby. Hey, good morning.
Man, it's just nice to be not to be hunkered down.
That's right. Batten down, you know, hunkered down, whatever cliche we want to throw.
That's right.
What do you think? What do you think the fish do? What do you think the speckled trout do during a blow like Tropical Storm Gordon?
Hunker down.
They do it too. So what are they, by this?
I don't really even know. You kind of wonder a little bit if they even know what's going on. You know, the water levels come up, and you know that's their environment. You know, it's probably like us having a little bit of wind blowing and that sort of thing, you know. But the good news with it is, you know, you get that kind of wind and wave action, and of course, you know, an influx of Gulf water with a higher water coming in. It actually drops the water temperature a little bit, which is kind of what we're really kind of that gets them more active than just about anything after, you know, the last couple of months where we've had that super, super hot weather and the warmest water temperatures of the year. That cooler water really starts to get them active.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. You know, sometimes we'll call tropical storms like a grouper storm because it seems to shake things up offshore, and the grouper fishing gets good in the short term. I just wondered about that. I mean, we had some challenges with muddy water and all those things, but if it clears out, it seems like the fish should be on the chew.
They will be, you know, when we don't, as long as it's not anything major, it, you know, typically, you know, historically, it actually improves the fishing. You know, the big thing we're going to have to get out is the local rains. So the local rivers are really going to be screwed up on both sides of the bay. You had so much water that's got to get out of here, you know, and that's obviously it's got to come down through the bay. But, you know, you get down more west of the bridge, particularly where we're going to have these east winds for the next few days. Some of the places that aren't affected by runoff, by local runoff, are going to be fine. Those are places like the West End, the Dolphin Island. The Gulf Beach is still going to be a little tough to fish just because you got so much wave action still going on. But the inside of the West End Beach, a lot of the Sound is fishable. And certainly places like Portersville Bay, Grand Bay, and those areas, you just don't get that local runoff, and it doesn't really affect it, you know. And you can, some of those places, too, you can get out of the wind, you know. And I think you'll find that once, you know, everything settles out a little bit, you know, where you were catching fish pre-storm, you're going to be able to catch them, you know, post-storm. It just doesn't really affect them too much, except maybe that it helps the bite a little bit. Then you throw in the fact that we got these really magic tides that are going on right now, which is the high tide right at daylight. We talk about that a lot. Got a good full tide at daylight and just starting to fall, so there at daylight, get your fishing in, and a lot of times you can be sitting at home in time to watch a football game.
Well, let's talk about the challenge here of the transition. And we're not there yet, but how long do you stick with it in the southern end of the bay before you start looking at points north?
You know, it's kind of, I leave it up to the weather and to the fish a little bit, but it's not that far off. We want it to happen. It's not that far off. You're probably a matter of a, you know, depending on what kind of weather we get here in the next few weeks, when that water temperature starts to drop, you'll start to see and, you know, and hear about, you know, shrimp pushes. And a lot of that shrimp push, by the way, was going on right before the storm. There was a lot of shrimp on the move, which starts to signal the transition to me. I was finding these big swarms of shrimp moving down up through the sound. And so when you see that start to happen, that kind of starts to trigger it. And that happens when that water temperature is starting to drop, kind of like what's going on right now. It just depends on how much warm weather we get between now and, say, the end of this coming month.
All right. Let's talk about getting a trip booked right now or looking forward to that great fall fishing.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and there's some information on our fall fishing special up there right now. Ateamfishing.com, and then the Contact Us tab. Real easy to navigate now on the new website, so if you get a chance, check that out, ateamfishing.com.
And y'all be careful, because if you're at work, you can get highly distracted by the stuff with the website and the Facebook page watching Captain Bobby fishing. Man, I appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by my friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings starts next. We'll be right back.